I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. 1 hour left. We're off early tonight. The NCAA tournament coverage kicking off here on The Fan right at 6 o'clock. Speaking to the attorney right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Our friend Ian Eagle, who's got two games to call tonight on TBS. Alabama and San Diego State, a 1-5 at 6:30. And then Creighton and Princeton, a 6-15 tonight. The winners are on to the final eight teams remaining in this NCAA tournament. Chronologically, Ian, you got Alabama, you got San Diego State, you got Creighton and Princeton. You got your hands full.
Yeah, first of all, I thought we were going to go chronologically. My parents met in 1968. Stuff happened. Yeah, everything you laid out is part of the story here in Louisville. I think it's one of those pairings where you get a little bit caught up in the Cinderella part of it with Princeton, but I can tell you that yesterday at practice, they were not acting like a Cinderella. They did not have the vibe of a team that was just so happy to be here, and whatever happens from here on out, it's gravy. So let's start with the first game. You've got Alabama, San Diego State. Alabama, very deep. They have a great offense, but they're a top five defense in the country as well. San Diego State hangs its hat on its defense. They're also deep, maybe not quite as deep as Alabama. They're very physical. They're not the offensive team Alabama is, but they've got a nice balance. You know, it's shocking to me. They have one player that averages double figures. That's not common that you get to the Sweet 16 with one player that averages double figures, but that's what they got in Matt Bradley with 4 points tonight. He'll top 1,000 points at San Diego State. He had over 1,000 at Cal, so that would be two different schools where he scored 1,000. We're going to start seeing that a lot more because of the transfer portal. But he really is a nice player, fundamentally sound. He's the go-to guy, but they've got other pieces. And I think Brian Dutcher believes his team has a legitimate chance because, in a way, they mirror what Alabama does. Maybe they don't quite do it at the same level and the same level of conference, but San Diego State is a team that believes that they should be here. This was talked about before the season. And they are not going to be overwhelmed by the idea that they're taking on the number one team in the country.
And, you know, the elephant in the room around Alabama, and there's no delicate or, you know, gentlemanly way to kind of to do this, but there's a tragedy that sort of surrounds them and yes. some things that shouldn't have been, and yet they seem to be able to block that out in terms of everything around them, the questions that I understand. And listen, I'm not here to determine who should be eligible, who shouldn't, or what punishments should be. The game is tonight. All of their full complement is going to be there playing. How have they been able to do that? And kind of what have you heard from them in terms of just saying, hey, we got a basketball game and everything else is everything else?
Yeah, it's interesting. The first week compared to the second week. First week, there are eight practices the day before the games, but they're really more shoot-arounds. They're for the media. They're for the fans. More often than not, those teams will go somewhere else and have their real practice where they get after it. And in that session, first weekend, yeah, they're just going through the motions to some degree for the public forum. This week, the second weekend, that practice that they have is not open to the media. It is open to the CBS TNT broadcasters. And it's an hour 45. And these guys went hard. Nate Oates, There's an intensity with how he runs this program. And then there is a very visceral feeling in and around their team. They talk trash to one another. They are going at a very high level. They're not walking through anything. Yeah, there were a couple of even skirmishes between teammates that got heated after a rebound or after a loose ball. And in talking to people close to the program, they said this is who they've been all year. There's an expectation level with this team. As mentioned, they are stacked. They go 11 deep. They mix and match starters, bench players. If one of the bench players gets a hot hand, he might see extended action. But Brandon Miller is really the guy that makes it go, along with Javon Quinterly. How they've balanced all this, look, the one thing that I'm certainly aware of and very much conscious of on the broadcast tonight, at no point am I going to view it that they've dealt with challenges or they've handled the distractions. This is something that affects the program because of a tragedy. And I think word usage, vocabulary, and nomenclature is really important, and tone is really important as well. So I don't want to cross the wires here to say that Alabama's overcoming something, because that's just not the case.
Ian Eagle, who is one of the best in the business, joins us on Grant and Danny. Before we get back into basketball, you've kind of just piqued my interest from a play-by-play standpoint as a play-by-play nerd. I mean, do you talk about how you're going to discuss this with anyone? Like, are there people you trust that you say, hey, what do you think is the right tone to strike here? Or is that just instinct based on being so good for so long?
It depends. It depends on who you're working with on your crew. It depends on that dynamic and that relationship. There are people in New York at the home office that I trust their opinion. In this case, I would rather know that everybody's on the same page as far as how we're going to handle it. And as you mentioned, the tone of how we're handling it. So our producer is Craig Silver. He's been doing this forever. He produces the SEC on CBS, and he's done that for 20 plus years. He's used to producing big events. I think he has a really good feel for the delicate balance that comes into play. And we do have people in New York that we can bounce ideas off of. So it isn't a solo effort. There's definitely a team concept here. We had a production meeting last night. It is discussed. You can't go through every possible storyline in a game. There are moments where, of course, the play-by-play announcer has to trust his or her instincts in the moment, that this is important, that this is a priority. And that's happening every game, no matter if it's a local broadcast, national broadcast, radio broadcast, internet broadcast. When you've got 2.5 hours of airtime, 3 hours of airtime, as you guys know, there are things you discuss maybe before the show, and then sometimes the show takes it in a different direction, and you're venturing into territory that you two had never, ever talked about. But you've got to trust one another that you're going to take it in the right place and handle it in the right manner. And that's how it is. I think for me, the way I try to boil it down, the lowest common denominator when it comes to this for me is simply, what would I want if I was sitting in my living room, sitting in my kitchen, watching this game? What do I want to know? What's the information I need? And am I being entertained during the process? How do you strike that necessary balance of 2.5 hours of broadcast coverage and doing right by the event that you're covering?
We'll be watching them on TBS this evening. Ian, one more on Bama before we get to the second game. And that would just be, I'm trying to find their flaw here. They beat Maryland by 22, Texas A&M CC by 21. Yeah. In fact, I'm going back. You got to go back 6 games to find their last win by single digits. I think they won their conference tournament by 20-plus points as well. What is their kryptonite? Like, if you're looking at them and putting a game plan together, where's the flaw?
Yeah, the only Achilles heel I can find statistically is turnovers. And if you can turn them over, if you can force them into mistakes, they have turned the ball over 18-plus times in 4 of their 5 losses.
Wow.
So that's the only thing that stands out to me of all the numbers that we've been presented over the last week preparing for this game. And for all of the information on the number one team in the country, there's a reason why they're the number one overall seed. They are the best team on paper. They have the best roster in college basketball. They have the most depth in college basketball. And they have been tested. They have played a tough schedule. They have come through the SEC at 16-2. They are number one in the country in rebounds per game. So sometimes maybe a really good offensive team, you can find an edge, an advantage on the boards if you just out-physical them. No, that's not the case. They're among the best scoring teams in the country, top five. You go, okay, well, defensively then, there must be a lapse. No, they're number three in defensive efficiency. They're the most complete team in the nation.
Our guy Ian Eagle with us here on G&D. And Ian, I'm going to have to ask you to trust me on this. Don't ask any follow-up questions. Just trust me. I had Princeton and Creighton matching up in all my brackets. I just did. I mean, I'm really, really smart, and I'm good at this. I love this Creighton team, and I want to get to Princeton here in a second. I know they had that, was it 5 or 6-game losing streak in the middle of the year, which I think knocked them out of, you know, everybody's kind of national conversation. But this is a balanced team. It's deep. They shoot threes. Kalkbrenner and Alexander, I think, are splendid. This is a group that, to me, is a sneaky, you know, Elite Eight kind of Final Four type team, and here they are with the chance to do that. Give me your scouting report and breakdown of them and their chances tonight.
If you would have told Greg McDermott before the season started, look, I'm not going to tell you how you got there, but you're going to be in the Sweet 16, and you're going to play an Ivy League team with a chance to go to the Elite Eight. I think him and everybody associated with Creighton signs up for that on the dotted line without having any knowledge of the journey and the voyage to get there. Simply put, it's been a weird year. They went to Hawaii. Everybody on the team got sick after that trip. Everybody other than Ryan Kalkbrenner bounced back physically. For 2 weeks, he just didn't have it. They kept asking him, what's going on? He's like, I'm fatigued. He tried to play through it. They watched the tape. They said, why didn't you go after that rebound? He said, I physically couldn't. I was not in a position to do it because I was in pain. And ultimately, he worked through that. They went 0-6 during that stretch. So you just laid it out. They're not a 6 seed. If that didn't happen earlier in the season, you're looking at a 3 seed. You're looking at a 4 seed. And then maybe it wouldn't be considered a surprise, per se, of what they've done. Their starting five is excellent. They've got every box checked in their starting five. They just don't have much of a bench. They play 6, 7. Mike Miller's son might be available, the former Florida Gator and 17-year pro Mason Miller. Lefty comes off the bench. Right now he just shoots threes, but down the road they think he can be an all-around player. They play Farabello off the bench, a kid from Argentina that makes corner threes. They'll play big body Frederick King off the bench and a little bit of Sharif Mitchell, point guard if necessary. That's it. And even that's pushing it. They basically play their five guys. Ryan Nemhart coming off a tremendous game where he scored 30 points. He didn't miss at the free throw line. In fact, Creighton as a team did not miss. They were 22 of 22 against Baylor, the number 3 seed. They beat them handily in the second round. This team's legit. They had a player that was highly coveted as a transfer. Baylor Shireman came out of South Dakota State. Everybody wanted him. Duke wanted him. Kentucky wanted him. Everybody wanted him. He chose Creighton, and it's been a really good fit.
And the only thing standing between them and the Elite Eight, as you mentioned, is a 15 seed in Princeton, who hasn't played like one. How good are they actually?
They're really good. And I know the perception, everybody will just assume, oh, it must be like the Pete Carril teams. They're doing it with gadget plays. They're doing it with backdoor cuts. And yes, of course, there's a little bit of that because Mitch Henderson was a standout at Princeton. He was part of those teams in the mid to late 90s that went to the NCAA tournament, the upset over UCLA. We sat down with Mitch yesterday. We sat through practice yesterday. That's not this team. This team is doing it in a different manner. He has injected them with confidence that they belong here, that they deserve to be here, that athletically they can play with anybody in the country. They proved that, obviously, in the huge upset over Arizona. They backed it up with another win over Missouri. So that's a victory over the Pac-12. That's a victory over the SEC. And guys, I'll tell you, when I do the first weekend of the tournament, I'm so immersed in my eight teams. I was in Greensboro last week, Xavier, Kansas State. Those were the two teams that emerged. And yes, you'll watch other games. It's on in the background or it's on in your hotel room while you're doing work, but you're not in it like you are with your eight teams. So when you get the assignment for the next weekend, in my case, Louisville, you start looking at tape. And my assumption was, oh, I'll watch the Princeton-Missouri tape and, you know, I'm going to see some stuff that's unique and different. No. They just beat them. They were better than them. Mm-hmm. There's nothing about that game that struck me that, oh, wow, this team was overmatched and found a way. They weren't. And that's not the vibe that I get from them. They don't see themselves as a Cinderella, and I think that perspective has allowed them to flourish. The big stage has not been a big deal for them. They played in an NBA arena last week in Sacramento, and obviously you get the swing vote in these games where fans that have no real rooting interest, but they feel the underdog story, so they get behind it. They had that going for them. They're playing in a 22,500-seat arena this week in Louisville, the Yum Center, and I don't think this is too big for them. I know we're conditioned in March to talk about the upsets and the shockers. I don't know if shocker is a word that we can use anymore in the NCAA tournament. Parity is so apparent now in college basketball with FAU emerging now in the Elite Eight and St. Peter's last year. I think the transfer portal and where we are, the space we're living in now in college basketball, is where we're going to be for quite some time. If you have excellent chemistry and connectivity, you can win games in this tournament, no matter what it says on the front of your jersey.
Couple cough drops, water with lemon, and honey with tea. Two calls tonight. Can't wait to watch you, buddy. Thanks for the time, as always.
Yeah, really excited, guys. Looking forward to it. Always great talking to you.
Best in the biz, Iron Eagle with us on Grant and Danny. Next, let's go around the NFL. A plethora of moves made today. Transactions. We'll take a dive into who's expected to win each division based on some of the player movement we've seen over the last several weeks right here on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.